Those two girls.
Sarah, I came across this guy on social media. I can't remember how. I can't remember when. His name is Josh Howard. And he is the founder of a revolutionary Just Add Water hygiene tablet. And in these COVID times, this guy's a bloody genius. So we've tracked him down. We have the founder of Single Use Ain't Sexy. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Nice to be with you both.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Look, when Lise first came to me and said, I want to talk to this inventor of, you know, plastics, plus some hand washing thing, I was like, oh, Lise, really? Come on. Like, we've got other people on our list. And then Lise explained to me what you have come up with, and it's bloody genius, but I'm going to let you do all the talking. Tell the people what you have created.
Well, firstly, inventor makes me sound completely mad.
Young Einstein, eat your heart out.
Yeah, which I hope I'm not. So our business is called Single Use Ain't Sexy, and so we like to be a bit cheeky and have fun, but it's all about sustainability. So our mission is to help Aussies eradicate single-use plastic bottles in their homes. And so we've developed this little dissolvable tablet, which I like to say is kind of like a Barocca tablet, but for hand soap. And so you mix it with tap water in our reusable bottles, and it dissolves and creates a full bottle of this really cool foam hand soap. And then when you're done, instead of chucking the bottle out and going into landfill, you refill it with tap water, drop another tablet in, it dissolves, and the whole cycle starts again.
I mean, what I love about this, Josh, is that this is like George Jetson type stuff. Like when I was a little girl watching that futuristic cartoon, I was just like, wow, there's things that dissolve and then you can eat. It's just amazing what you've done. You've been featured on E! News, Yahoo News, NBC Universal. Like big, big platforms are paying attention to what you're doing. You're only young. How old are you?
32.
I mean, what's next for you guys, and who else on social media land has joined in on the Single Use Ain't Sexy party?
Well, it's interesting. Like, I'm a young guy. I'm trying to fund this myself, so don't have any money. So we've been relying on people out in the ether who are passionate about sustainability or passionate about helping a young Aussie brand or entrepreneur get out there. So we've had some amazing people on social media get behind us. I got to say as well, we've had some amazing just people get behind us. Like, it's pretty exciting. You come up with an idea and you launch a business, and just people who you have never met are like, oh my God, this has changed our family, or, you know, they're using it as at-home science experiments when they're homeschooling their kids, and people are saying it's changing the way that their kids are looking at sustainability. And the other thing that's exciting is, at the moment, you know, we're washing our hands 20 times a day. And I've kind of loved making hand washing a positive thing, especially for families with young kids, where instead of just, you know, wash your hands so you don't get the virus, it's more like, hey, every time you wash your hands, you can actually stop single-use plastic bottles from going into landfill.
But how did you come up with the idea, Josh? You've obviously got a scientific brain. Like, what was the little nugget that landed in your noggin and you thought, I can make something of this?
I suffered from something that I think a lot of us do, which has a name and I didn't know it at the time, but it's eco-anxiety. So it's this feeling that the world's problems are so dire environmentally that nothing you do will actually make a dent in having an impact. And so I was just chucking out so many single-use plastic bottles. And I thought, well, they're all the bottles in my bin. Imagine what plastic bottles are in bins in every household in Australia. And so I thought, all right, well, what products can I develop that will get rid of single-use plastic bottles? So to your point about, you know, what you used as a kid, this is not new. You know, my grandfather used denture cleaning tablets, and my mum cooked with chicken stock cubes. And as a kid, we had, you know, powdered cordial. So the whole idea of just adding water is not new. What is new, though, is doing it in categories of products in the home that wasn't previously being done.
So I see this as a on a small scale and a much bigger scale. Like, selfishly, I got given an Aesop bottle of hand soap, and those things are expensive. Like, I can't afford to just throw that out. It's a status piece in my home. So if I can keep using a tablet and filling that up, then visitors to my home will think, gee, Sarah's doing well. Not that she's reusing this gifted bottle of soap. But then on a global scale, I mean, let's talk third world countries and being able to give soap tablets to, you know, communities that don't have access.
To hygiene, yeah.
Yeah, look, firstly, can I say we've all been guilty of refilling an Aesop bottle, so you're not alone.
Thank you.
And the fact that she calls it Aesop instead of Aesop
is
problematic. I did that
deliberately.
It's problematic, Josh.
Aesop's Fables, it's a beautiful book.
Look, it happens to the best of us, and we all know it. So let's not shame each other. Now,
thank you, Joshua.
As for, I think, the role that our business can play, so two parts of that. The way that you're saying, you know, Aesop is a status symbol in your home, maybe for design or lifestyle, I want our business to be a status symbol for caring about the environment. So people see it on their, you know, their mate's sink in their bathroom or their kitchen, and they think, oh, awesome, you're using single use ain't sexy. Like, that's that brand that, you know, helps you help the environment in a really easy and accessible way. Like, our soap tablets are $3.80 each, which means a bottle of soap is $3.80, so anyone can have it.
Yeah, that's
or cheap. Almost anyone can have it. And then to your point about the developing world, that is something that I think is such an interesting and exciting opportunity, because the whole idea is that our water-based soap products and home cleaning products are made up of 98% water, right? So 2% is the raw ingredient, which is the tablets that we post to you direct to your house in the mail.
Yeah.
So you're minimizing your carbon footprint by not unnecessarily shipping water around, which is a resource that's coming out of your tap in your kitchen or your bathroom already that you're already paying for. And so I think what's interesting is in developing countries where they don't have a supply chain that can move thousands of liters of liquid-based products, you can just carry the tablets in a really condensed form and get soap into the hands of people that would never have been able to access it otherwise.
Mm. And the bottles, like, you know, for people who are wanting to have that cool factor that you spoke of, Josh, the bottles are cool. They're very sleek. They're like a see-through base with black lettering. It's that very minimalistic, and it's cool. I mean, I would be proud to have that in my home, and it is a talking piece. So I think, I mean, you're well and truly onto something there. There's no secret there. What's been the biggest sort of news or media piece you've received where you've gone, holy shit, this is getting traction?
All of it, because I had no idea it would all happen like this, and I just feel like so grateful that people seem keen on it and they're into it. Like, we got a big, you know, color photo and a big piece in the Herald Sun in Melbourne, which is a big deal because it's, you know, it's a mainstream newspaper. And, you know, off the back of that, it's amazing who sees it and what happens. And, you know, we had a retailer, the CEO of one of the nation's biggest supermarket chains, reach out off the back of that and got his head buyer to call me and basically said, we want you in all these stores. So I was like, oh, my God.
So is that happening? I know you probably can't say who. I'm hoping.
I mean, yeah, it is happening. And it's exciting. And, you know, like, I just wanted to make a little difference. And it's just really awesome that it seems to be resonating with people. And to your point about the design, I think one of the things that we wanted to do is make it cool, because people want to do the right thing, but they also want something that looks cool in their house. And I think that's okay. I don't think you have to feel bad because you want something that looks cool in your house. You know, people use Aesop because it looks cool and it smells good, but it does look cool. And so I think for us, it's about making sustainability like fun and cheeky and irreverent, rather than it's like someone's nagging you to do the right
thing.
Right. Because none of us want to do that. So our tagline is don't be a tosser. And the brand is all about just having fun and making people feel like being eco-conscious doesn't have to be some, you know, big, deep, hard work.
So you've got hand wash covered, or are there other products that you can extrapolate in this line as well? Body wash, shampoo, all that kind of jazz? Or are you just going to stick with the hand wash at this point in time?
No, we're definitely going to bring out other products. So we have in development a like I like to call it a full home suite of products where we start kind of owning the just add water space. So our next product is going to be a little tablet that is a multi-purpose spray product. So you mix it in a spray bottle with water, and then it becomes a multi-purpose spray.
Oh, that's good
And
because I've
so,
got so many bottles of Pinocline and Ajax and all that kind of thing on the go. That's smart.
and we all do. Like, think about under your sink how
I
many plastic
know.
bottles there are. So we're going to do that, and window cleaning spray, bathroom spray. We're going to do mouthwash tablets, toothpaste tablets. So tabletizing the whole home is kind of how I see it looking.
You're so clever, and I love that term that you've introduced to me, eco-anxiety, because it is sometimes so hard to come out of that frozen state of, I want to do it, but I don't know where to start. And this is a really great place for people to go, you know what, I'll buy a starter pack, I'll buy the bottle, I'll get a couple of tablets. Does it work on a subscription, sort of model, like at least the tablets, or do people just come back to the website and stock up?
That's a good question. We're actually starting a subscription because we had no idea how in demand it would be, and everyone keeps asking us for it. So at the moment, I mean, the whole idea of our business is that you buy the bottles once, and then you just buy, tablet refills, in, packs of two, six, or 10. But we didn't realize that so many people would want the refills on a regular basis. So soon we're going to be launching a subscription, which is awesome. So then you can just buy the bottles once, and the tablets, get delivered to you once every 3 months, and then you just keep them in your top drawer, and then every time you need a new one, you just drop it in. So it's just exciting. Like, you can probably tell from chatting to me, I'm a really positive and passionate person, and it's just been exciting that the Aussie community has embraced us so much. Like, what's happened with COVID, obviously, is everyone's become obsessed with hygiene and cleanliness and washing their hands. But then at the same time, everyone is conscious that the environmental crisis is going to go on beyond COVID when that finishes, fingers crossed, which is soon. And so I think what we're trying to do is help people stay clean and safe by washing their hands, but keep people really conscious that the environmental issue is really significant as well.
Yeah, well, you're a champion. I mean, I really want to
So
support
cool.
this. I think it's also like a really cool, we're coming up to Christmas. I know it's only September, but work with me here. I think it's a really cool idea to give someone like three bottles, a pack of six tablets. It's a cool gift idea to introduce to someone, young or old. I think it's a great idea.
So where can people find you, Josh? Let's give you a little, well, it's not a little biz, your big biz, a shout out.
So we're online. So our website is singleuseaintsexy.com. And so everyone can buy our stuff there. I'd also say, you can follow us on Instagram, which is single use ain't sexy. And if you've checked us out, you'll see we have this like amazing, amazing community of people who are hilarious and they're engaged, and it's become like a real, this sounds kind of cliched, but it's come like a real kind of like community meeting place for a lot of like-minded people who are into sustainability and want to do the right thing, but kind of maybe aren't necessarily massive hippies or eco warriors. They're just kind of dipping their toe in, and I always love the idea that people come to us and that we're kind of like the first stop in their journey to getting just a little bit greener.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, congratulations, Josh. We can't wait to keep watching and seeing this little tablet grow into a massive thing for you and the world, I think.
We're frothing it, pun intended.
Very good. Well, I'm really pumped about that.
Oh, good one.
Oh, good we can just keep
one.
going. Well done, Josh, and thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.